Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark Scores with you and joining us now on this Juneteenth here in St. Louis is Julia Clark, African American History Initiative Programming Specialist at the awesome Missouri History Museum. She joins us today to talk about Juneteenth and also specifically the Missouri History Museum is hosting a joyful Juneteenth celebration today. It starts at 4:30. It goes until 8 p.m. It is free. Want to let everybody know, and it's on the Emo Family Plaza, which is that main outdoor space outside the History Museum that you can see from Lindell. And I think the concert series is there out there on that plaza. So, Julia, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited to talk about it.
So the Joyful Juneteenth Celebration at the Missouri History Museum, is this something that the History Museum has had for multiple years, or is this kind of the first big one that they're opening up to the public?
Yeah, so we've celebrated Juneteenth for very long time, actually, at the History Museum. But this year is a bit different than what we've usually done. So this year we have an evening of performances from local artists around St. Louis, from a step team, Gentlemen of Vision, to a soloist, Ida A. Day, a spoken word artist named Energy, and also a seven instrument jazz ensemble by Georgia May. So this is the first time we've kind of done a showcase of this size, not only with Black-owned food trucks, but also with performers and really showing the beauty of Black culture in a way that is joyful, especially because our community needs it now more than ever, while also finding ways to give back to the community. So we're hosting a donation drive for tornado relief with the Everlasting Apostolic Church as well. So we're really trying to make it a multifaceted celebration where people can come and enjoy performances, enjoy food and drink, enjoy games that you would have normally played if you grew up in a Black household, and just a way for you to take a deep breath, relax, and reside in Black joy with us.
So the event is free, but you're encouraging people to make donations for tornado relief.
Absolutely. And those donations, we're doing a drive, so of supplies, but also we have a flyer that has tornado relief resources around the city. If you are not able to bring things like canned goods or hygiene products, you can absolutely make monetary donations to those organizations that are currently on the ground right now.
I want to talk more.
Oh, real quick, you're taking donations at the site.
Yes, we
right?
are.
So it's not like, hey, come back another time and bring
whatever.
Yeah,
we're taking donations today. Yeah,
good.
At the site.
And I want to talk more about Juneteenth, but just specifically to tonight as well and the festivities. Like if someone's listening and saying, you know, I don't really know a lot about Juneteenth. I didn't grow up learning about it. Is it like grab your family, throw the kids in the car, let's go, and everyone's welcome to kind of learn about it as well?
Yeah, it definitely is. The one thing about the History Museum is we are always going to share the history of something, whether it's Juneteenth or whether it's the history of St. Louis, but we're also going to do it in a way that's really engaging and that's really open to everyone. So you can come and watch our performances tonight and also learn about the origins of Juneteenth, how they connect to our community, and how the legacy of Black freedom lives today. So it is truly a take everyone that you know, put all the kids in the car, bring your friends, and come on down.
That's awesome. We were talking about this right before we went on air. I didn't grow up learning about Juneteenth, and now that I've learned about it in the past few years, I'm like, this is a really big deal. So for people who may not be as familiar or hear the name of the holiday and are like, okay, what is this, a new thing? Could you kind of let us know about it?
Yeah. So Juneteenth is a holiday that isn't new to many Black Americans. We have celebrated it for generations, and it is basically Black Freedom Day. So Juneteenth is about June 19th, 1865, which was when the last town that had enslaved African Americans, Galveston, Texas, they were finally informed that they were free. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, this is 2.5 years after the Emancipation Proclamation, wow, which freed enslaved people in the United States. But it took 2.5 years, not only because the news was held deliberately away from African Americans to keep them in chains, but also because it was hard to get word to travel to a town like Galveston, Texas in the first place. So really, it is our Black Freedom Independence Day. It is the day that we were able to finally act as citizens of this mm-hmm. country and not as property.
And it is, you still will find, I think, today, because I hear people object to celebrating this day. It seems like a weird idea to me. I don't know, why would we not want to celebrate the day that that was officially done, right? So I don't know. That's just me personally. I don't really understand the objection to it. Like, why do you think that exists?
Yeah, I think objection to a lot of things exist because of ignorance. You just don't know enough about it. I think that a lot of, like you said, a lot of people were not taught about Juneteenth or taught about the history of African Americans in this country. And so it's very easy to say, like, well, that doesn't really apply to me, so I don't think I should celebrate it. But in fact, I think that it is a really monumental moment in our country's history that we should acknowledge and celebrate, especially for the communities that were deeply affected mm-hmm. by it. And I really think it relates to everyone. It is about the Black American experience and the Black American community, of course, but I think that everyone can learn from Juneteenth.
No, I totally agree, because I think, Ronj, I've heard some of the pushback, like, well, we shouldn't have two independent days. And the thing is, like, well, no, we should. Because on 1776, Black Americans were not free, and we all know the famous phrase, a more perfect union. Juneteenth is this country taking a step, its first step to a more perfect union. It's this country trying to live up to the ideals that were laid out in the Declaration of Independence that until that time we hadn't lived up to. So to me, Juneteenth is something that all of us should celebrate and be excited about, and also acknowledge the shortcomings, how long our country lived falling short of what was laid out in the Declaration of Independence.
Absolutely. Like,
it's okay to do that. I think there are some people that just don't like the idea of having to feel like they're responsible for it, but no one's saying that, right?
Yeah.
It's not like you live today, you're not responsible for what happened 200 years ago.
And I think that our goal at the History Museum of celebrating mm-hmm. today as joyful Juneteenth mm-hmm. is not only to talk about the immense amount of struggle and oppression that have brought Black Americans to this point and that we've surpassed to create some of the greatest cultural icons and some of the greatest institutions yeah. that are claimed to be as American as can be. Not only that, but also to talk about Black joy and to celebrate everything that we have built, everything that we have become, and to really take a moment and take a breath and just be able to be in fellowship with one another. And so it's not about anyone's responsibility. And this holiday is really not about, you know, establishing guilt on anyone.
It's like moving forward.
Yeah. It's yeah. also about celebrating. It's about celebrating where we are and who got us here and what we've done with that.
You know, I think of that moment in Galveston, Texas, when the Black Americans there found out, okay, we're free. But what did those next few days and months look like? Because it's not like you have money in your pocket, like, oh, we're going to go build a home or get jobs. You're still at one. I assume that a lot of people were walking away with nothing and you're starting from scratch. And two, it's a lot of prejudice still that's probably keeping you from having those freedoms. So what did those days after Juneteenth look like?
Yeah, and I think not a lot of people know this, but when the enslaved people in Galveston, Texas were informed that they were no longer property, that they were no longer slaves, they were actually told, you should...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Stay and continue working for your enslaver, but this time request wages. And so a lot of times when we talk about Black freedom, we can talk about the things like the Emancipation Proclamation and Juneteenth that freed Black people politically. But really, in reality, they didn't have many options. Mm-hmm. They still had that systematic oppression that kept them in the same place, working for the same people that had enslaved them before, but this time for very minimal wages. And so Juneteenth is not just about Black people being freed from the horrible situation of enslavement, but it's also about how Black people, despite being free, still are not given equal access back then or today mm-hmm. to the same things that would allow a free person to live independently.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that there was still so much legalized racism and prejudice. We're going to be talking about the special exhibit honoring the Tuskegee Airmen in the next hour at the Soldiers Memorial. But you had those men fighting in World War II for a country that didn't let them eat at certain hotels or at certain restaurants. And obviously we're the Cardinals station, and hearing the stories of like Bob Gibson and Lou Brock winning the World Series, but then they couldn't eat with the rest of the team. That was not that long ago. That blows my mind.
It really wasn't. It seems like it was. I mean, what, 1960s? But it's true. It's not that long ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think some people feel like it's, well, we're so far past that. And not really.
Yeah. We're really not that far removed, especially I think growing up, you know, as a Black woman, mm-hmm. my father, my mother, my grandparents, we are not very far removed from the reality that they lived in. And I think it's also the fact that Juneteenth is a Black American holiday, because Black Americans were forced to build this country, but also love it enough to critique this mm-hmm. country and to continue to make it better. Every movement that we've seen, whether it's the women's rights movement, the civil rights movement, disability rights movement, queer rights movement, have been led by Black Americans. And that is because we were brought here against our will, but we have used our will and our position to really make this place better for everyone.
And I know, like we said, it's a joyful Juneteenth. And we've talked about, obviously, a lot of the challenges and the obstacles in the history of this country, but I like the focus on the joyful, the moving forward. Do you feel that, whether it's unity or support or lots of reasons to be joyful?
Yeah, I think that with what we, and when I say we, I say as a community in St. Louis, what we have endured this past month with mm-hmm. the May 16th tornado, it has been hard to find moments to be joyful, but I think the response, the way that organizations like For the Culture STL and Action STL have been on the ground with the people's response and the way I've seen people collaborate, is a great way to find joy. I think the History Museum also has continued to share the story of all St. Louisans, remains committed to the mission of sharing everyone's story that makes up our beautiful city and our beautiful country. And so I think that there's moments of joy that can be found in any situation, even the ones that are not always the best.
And I'll just add, too, because there's so much history that people can go, they can learn 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. tonight. But St. Louis and the role our city played as this country figured out what it was doing regarding slavery and civil rights. We just had the old courthouse redone, renovated. Yep. I mean, the Dred Scott decision was right there. It's down the street from us. And again, I think it's so important to learn all of this history. And St. Louis was at the crux of it a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Today will be great. 4:30, everything gets started.
Yes.
And that is at the Emo Plaza?
Yes. It'll be the front, like you said, facing Lindell. From 4:30 to 6:30, we have a happy hour. We're going to have Black-owned food trucks and a drink truck as well that has themed alcoholic drinks after some famous Black St. Louisans. So you can learn while you sit.
Well, I know what truck I'm going to be visiting.
Well, absolutely.
Well, there's booze.
Yes. We have games that you normally would have played if you grew up in a Black household. Things like spades, dominoes, Uno for us. Newer folks. And so we really want it to feel nostalgic. We really want it to feel celebratory. And then our evening of performances with our amazing performers begins at 6:30 and will go until 8.
You think someone loves you until they throw you a draw four in Uno.
I have not played Uno since I was like a child.
You should come down because Uno gets real intense.
And it's ugly.
It gets real intense.
People flipping tables over?
You would be surprised. My family game night was...
My great-grandma threw the Scrabble board.
What? What's going on in your house? So today at the History Museum, and again, donations for tornado relief today.
Yes, donations for tornado relief will be accepted the entire time. So from 4:30 all the way to 8 p.m. We're asking, we have on our website, you can go on mohistory.org, a full list of what people's needs are and things you can bring. We will also have pamphlets that have tornado resources for other organizations doing the work around the city as well.
Julia awesome. Clark from the Missouri History Museum, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 FM KMOX.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.